a little different than the word you've heard before, it still will have the DNA of what God intended to do all along. You know how it is when you're talking to somebody and you say, let me see if I can say this a different way. Or when you're trying to convey, as we try to convey the word and in teaching, we try to use as many different examples as we can in order to make the light come on for you. And so God has a way of doing that with the word. So let me show you one last example, and then I'm going to release this for the day. When God called Abraham, he saw Abraham as being the one that he could strike a covenant with. And so in Genesis 13, Abraham, now Abram at the time, is walking through the invitation. God says, I want to bring you out, bring you into a place. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you as you go. Say faith. I'm going to show you as you go. And as he begins out and he's beginning to try to understand this God, and God is making himself known, and Abram is making the decisions he feels he needs to make in order to survive, and he's got Lot with him. And God never said, bring Lot with you. And so when it gets to Genesis 13, verse 14, we see where it shifts. And it says this, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him. So you listen to me, you must recognize this as well, that there are some things that God will not show you until you have separated yourself unto him. Sometimes God will shift relationships because what he has for you isn't for everybody else. So some things, as I said on last week, some things are hidden from you and some things are hidden for you. So once Lot left, it goes on and it says this. Now lift up your eyes, say see. Yeah, he says, now lift up your eyes, see and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which you see. I will give it to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for all I will give it, for I will give it to you. Then Abram moved his tent and came to dwell by the oaks of Mamre, which is in Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord. Say, he worshiped. Now, what did he do? He saw, believed, then he acted on it. He acted on it. Between that verse and now going to chapter 15, some other things transpired. But I want you to notice that he comes to him and he shows him what he has for him. He says, as far as you can see. Then, chapter 15, after these things, meaning all the things that happened, and this is where my encouragement to you is that you don't allow yourself to disqualify yourself because of stuff that happened. You hear me, brothers? Don't allow yourself to disqualify yourself because of stuff that has happened. Because there are some things that are eternal, meaning God has spoken, he still wants to do it. And with Abraham, he comes back around, only this time. Now here, remember what I said, that God can come back to you, show you it in a different way, but it still has the DNA, it still has the framework of what he had, his original intent was all along. So in verse 15, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not fear, Abram, for I am a shield to you. It says, your reward shall be very great. And Abram said, O Lord God, wilt thou give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? It says, and Abram said, since thou hast given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir. Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man will not be your heir, but there is one that shall come forth from your body that shall be your heir. And the reason why this is important here is because you can go seasons of your life when you don't see it, so you go to plan B. But there is no plan B with God. There is no plan B with God. And can I help all of us? And you really can't help him out. You can't say, God, this isn't going quite the way I intended. I don't know about what you intended. Why don't we do it this way? That never, ever works. Never, ever works. So it says this in verse 5. And he took him outside and said, now look, say see. Now look towards the heavens and count the stars. If you were able to count them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Then it says this. Then he believed in the Lord. And he, God, reckoned it to him as righteousness. I'm closing. What am I saying to you? I don't know why I said I'm closing. I don't know. I just felt that. Give somebody some hope. What am I saying to all of us this morning? In this year, Eric, when you come up E-flat, show me where you are today. In this year of seeing and believing, and we're ending out the fast today, and I hope that you've given yourself to it. This is my encouragement out of the things that I've shared with us today. Let me go back and tell you this. God will bring you a prophetic word to be a light for you in your darkest seasons. Some of you right now are in some very challenging times. And you've got to be able to go back and say, what has he said to us? What is he saying to us? Is there any mixture in it? Is there anything I added to it to try to make it fit my framework, what I wanted it to be versus the reality of what it is for today where I find myself? God will bring light. He will bring illumination in order to help you and I stay resolute as we continue to walk through the challenging times. Some of those words that I shared with you came to me at times when I needed to hear a word from God. I don't live all of my life based on prophetic words, so I want to be real clear about that. I do not. But I've learned to know his voice. I've learned to hear his voice. And I've learned to be able to stand in a place, and even if I don't understand it, if I don't believe it, as I said last week as well, best write it down even if you don't believe it. Because the you that's writing it may not be the you that's going to fulfill it. My encouragement for all of us here as we're going into this year, 2020, all over the country and other parts of the world, they're talking about sight, talking about clear vision. I want to tell you this too. when you're following God, it can have the appearance that you're lost. It can have the appearance that you're stumbling through, particularly when you said one thing and something else happened. But know this, there's not one word that God speaks that ever falls to the ground. Never, ever. The last prophetic word that I read to us out of, that I received, I said in 2003, 17 years ago, International House of Prayer, Kansas City. I was up in my office before I came down, and Jamal was up there with me, and I just started to weep. Because I realized what I was reading is fulfilled right now. But it took 17 years. Can't give up. What dream, what vision has God placed in your heart? Life is trying to snuff it out. I'm telling you, you don't have to settle for that. Say, God, show it to me again. Show it to me again. Show it to me again. Show it to me one more time. And he'll show it to you. May look a little different, but he'll show it to you. He said to Abram, look, if you can count the grains of sand, that's how great those will come after you. But then later comes back again, recognizing he knew he needed to speak again to Abram. And I'm saying to you under the sound of my voice, because for some of you, you know he's speaking to you, and he's saying that word, that dream, that vision, that business, that school, that invention, I gave you that. I gave you that. What are you going to do with it? I know your life. Don't tell me this happened or that happened or this happened. Don't tell me that. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Don't tell me that. But I failed. I've fallen. And I'm being counted out by those around me. But God is saying, I'm not counting you out. My family's disowning me. My friends have left me. My spouse thinks I'm crazy. God says, I see all of it. I know all of it. And I'm still telling you the same thing. I'm going to show it to you one more time. Amen. I'm going to show it to you again. And so I want to encourage us as we go into the year, take the limits off of God. Let's move out of the place of the familiar. And say, God, show me where you are today.